following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, July 28, 2018. Leading worship this morning are Tom and Kathy Ellis.
I'd like to welcome everybody to worship here at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. My name is Tom Ellis, and the pastor's on vacation. They're taking a belated honeymoon. They're going to be gone for a couple of weeks. Kathy and I are going to be filling in for the next 2 weeks. As I said, we'd like to welcome everybody. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Let us pray. Father Almighty and Eternal God, whose glory we find revealed in the person of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we come to worship and honor you this day. Claiming the sacrifice of your Son, we stand before you as redeemed people, justified and sanctified in his name. Be with us here this morning as we offer our prayers and praise in supplication. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all of the fullness of God. Now to him, by the prayer at work within us, is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. When I was preparing the message for this morning, I started, as I usually do, by reading the scripture choices in the lectionary. This week, our choices were a couple of oldies but goodies, the story about David and Bathsheba, or about the loaves and fishes. But sometimes, a biblical passage catches you, it demands your attention, and now you want to know what the Word is saying to us and what we're receiving from the Word. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21 was that kind of passage for me. Paul is praying for the people to whom he is writing. We should take note that Paul was in prison for the offense of preaching to the Gentiles. But he did not consider himself under the control of any government or person. Rather, he knew he was under Christ's control. Jesus had called Paul along the road to Damascus and commissioned him to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Paul traveled the Mediterranean world on dangerous and arduous missions. Thus, in his travel, he visited the city of Ephesus and founded a fledgling Christian community, where he stayed for 3 years, preaching and teaching. A few years later, after leaving Ephesus, Paul was sent to prison in Rome. This letter was meant as encouragement. For this reason, says Paul, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Now it's interesting. The usual position for Jewish prayer is standing with hands raised. But here, he's so earnest in his prayer that he falls on his knees before God, suggesting an attitude of submission, reverence, and intensive passion. Paul describes the nature and appearance of the church, and he challenges believers to function as the living body of Christ on earth. Jesus was revealed to the world first by the light of a brilliant star that led magi from afar to come and worship him. He entered the world for a purpose. He would be the light of the world, leading all people into relationship with God, a relationship with faith that would never be broken, a relationship that would stand through faith against all the darkness that can sometimes come into human life and would last for all eternity. And Jesus offers us a challenge. It is the ultimate challenge, the ultimate responsibility, the ultimate privilege. We are to be the bearers of light and hope, not our light, but Christ's light. This great source of strength can see us through any difficult journey of faith. As long as we continue in faith and continue to trust and continue to believe, the light of Christ will continue to shine within us and through us. Our reading from Ephesians spoke a great deal about inner strength and power, but it is not our strength and our power that the passage is speaking of. It is God's strength and power at work within us. God can accomplish through us far more than we can either ask or imagine. We must be 100% convinced about who we are in Christ and what the gospel means to us. Who do you say Jesus is? Our faith in him must be firm, established, and grounded. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Our Christian faith journey begins with our acceptance of the incredible fact of our unconditional acceptance by God. Nothing we do can earn or prove our worth. Our value in God's sight has been affirmed once and for all by the gift of Jesus Christ in his death on the cross. There is no doubt that we live in an increasingly secular world, and it is influencing every aspect of our lives. Not only our public places, but now increasingly our churches. They have removed God from our government buildings, from our schools, and they berate and belittle any open expression of faith. It begs the question, are they trying to make us forget who we are and whose we are? How often we have been tempted and lured away from our faith to dilute our beliefs and culture by something the enemy presents to us as fact, when in reality they have just twisted the scripture or the facts to suit their own agenda. We find in the book of Acts where Paul warned a young Ephesian church to remember his teachings and cautioned against wolves in sheep's clothing. Acts 20:28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Verse 29, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Our challenge today is to place ourselves in the middle of God's purpose and to be faithful. At this point in history, we Christians need to be grounded in our faith and rooted in Christ. We need to be ready to defend our church from the secular world, but also from the wolves in sheep's clothing among us. They are chipping away at our very foundation. God loves us and is with us all the time. But this is still a free, dangerous, and sinful world. Our denomination, as well as others, needs to take the Holy Scriptures more seriously. It was inspired by God and contains everything necessary for our salvation. It's our authority in matters of faith and morals. I believe that the grace of God can cover any sin. But remember, it's by God's grace that we are who we are. And so we need to turn to God as Paul did. Over the past few years, we've seen just how divided we are over a number of issues, moral, theological, and sociological. And at the local level, just think how easy our cultural differences could divert us from unity. In verses 14 and 15, Paul said, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. Our mission should be to teach the Bible and to build community that reflects God's love, to introduce as many people as we can to our Jesus. We're here to share the grace of God with people, tell them about what Jesus has done for us. We're here to teach people what God has revealed about himself in the Bible. Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33 says, everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Paul writes in verse 20, now to him by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ for all generations, forever and ever. Paul's prayer was meant to encourage and bolster the Christians at Ephesus, but it was meant for us too. Those words echo down through the ages, reminding us of whose we are and what we are, grounded and rooted in Jesus the Christ. We are to be the living body of Christ on earth, the light of Christ shining in us and through us, leading people into a relationship with God through faith. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We may be just one small outpost located in the southwest corner of Wyoming, and we may not have much sway over more important bodies, but we can stay true to the gospel message. We can tell the good news of Jesus Christ, and we can be that light of Christ leading people into relationship with God. God can enable us to do amazing things if we let Him. We can build the sort of community God wants through the power of His Holy Spirit if we let Him. Or as Paul said in verse 20, "Now to Him by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine." Praise be to God. Amen. We should hear the words of John Wesley that he told the early Methodist Church. He said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Now, go in God's peace and grace, letting the light of Christ shine in and through all of you for everyone to see.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.